Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The draft is tonight, so obviously Cam Ward goes number one. And then what do you have happening? And who do you have the Dolphins taking at 13?
I think the two linchpins of the draft is Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State. How high will he go? Where will he go? That will kind of dictate what's available to the Dolphins. And I just wrote a story in the Miami Herald. The Dolphins have let every team in the NFL know you have a willing trade partner if you'd like to move up to 13. If something you see is there and available, because we'd like to move down and pick up another second round pick. So that's out there. So you know the Dolphins want to trade down. I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the other storyline in the draft. Where does he go? I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh at where they are, I believe, 22. Pittsburgh is a very bold, daring organization. And while everybody in the world knows they need quarterback, they're basically like, we're going to sit right here and we're going to wait for him. And he's going to fall to us. And that's just the way Mike Tomlin rolls. And if he don't fall to us, we'll be all right. We got Skylar Thompson on the roster. We'll turn Skylar Thompson into a respectable NFL player. Skylar, yeah. But that's the way the Steelers roll. So it'll be interesting to see if a team moves up ahead of the Steelers. If New Orleans doesn't take Shedeur, he's going to slide into the 20s. Maybe the Dolphins find a trade partner, somebody interested or willing to move up to get him. And in terms of the Dolphins, I wrote a column in today's Miami Herald. We done played chicken and Russian roulette with this offensive line long, so many times, going back to when Crowder was playing. And my biggest issue about this draft is there are 10 offensive linemen that everybody universally views are going to be ready day one starters. You need a day one starter. If you do not get that player at 13, or trading down and get them in the first round, by the time you get back on the board at 48, it's going to be nothing there for you. And so you're going to be stuck with either Liam Eichenberg as a starter, or what happened to you when you had to trade a future third-round pick to move up 8 spots and lose basically the equivalent of 2 third-round picks to select you Liam Eichenberg. So to select what's the best of what's left over. So my advice to the Dolphins is, let's not play Russian roulette with this offensive line anymore. Let's go take one at 13 or at 20 and then figure out the rest of our draft, because we can't keep playing like this. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I want to stay at 13. Trading back so dumb. There, you can't find a 13th guy and out of 300 people to help your team. It's crazy. 10 picks he has. What, 1-2, 1-3, 1?
Here's why everybody's intrigued about trading down, because – from this draft, player number 20 and player number 70, they're virtually the same player. So you want more of that crop of talent, as opposed to, like, there are probably 10 elite players in this draft. And unless one of them, like Mason Graham, falls to you, you would much rather go to 20, pick up an extra one of them second round picks or second day picks so that you can get four good players that can help you, because they got holes everywhere. They got holes everywhere on this roster.
And what's that number? If it's 10 or 11 picks, what's the number that Chris Greer, his percentage he has to hit on in this draft to be decent?
Chris Greer has to walk away from this draft with 4 rookie starters, which to me just sounds just ridiculous. A good draft is 3 rookie starters, 3 eventual starters, like a Channing, 3 Channing Crowders.
We had Ronnie, me, Matt Raw, and Travis Daniels.
Yeah, but Travis, come on, Travis, come on, Travis, come on, come on now, Crowder.
Travis can play.
I mean, come on now. And so it was like 3.5. Yeah, you know, when you play a spade, I had 3 of the possible. And Rob was really a possible too. So, you know, but yeah, if you walk away with a Channing Crowder-esque draft, you'll be good. You really will be good. But you should have went Aaron Rodgers that year. Just history.
I wouldn't argue that either. I love Ronnie B. Now I love Ronnie B. to death.
I know that's your boy, but Hall of Famer Ronnie Brown. Hall of Famer.